The Perkins School for the Blind trained teachers to work with the blind. The teachers also learned to work with deaf and blind children. The teachers worked to help these children learn to communicate. The children learned to fingerspell. The teacher spells a word into the hand of the blind and deaf person. Each letter has a different symbol. This system allows deaf and blind people to communicate. When Dickens visited the Perkins School for the Blind in 1842, he met a famous deaf and blind girl. Her name was Laura Bridgman. She had learned to fingerspell and could talk with Dickens. This amazed him, and he wrote about her. People read about this remarkable girl, and many famous people came to visit her. Caption: Laura Bridgman was the first deaf and blind person to learn language. Feature box: Annie Sullivan and Helen Keller. One of the most famous students to attend the Perkins School for the Blind was Helen Keller. Helen attended school there from 1888 until 1893. Her teacher, Annie Sullivan, had also been a student there. She was later trained to be a teacher. Annie taught Helen, and Helen later became the first blind and deaf woman to graduate from college. The two became famous. Helen traveled the world. She wrote books and met presidents.